she's so famous because she fucking spit on a dick. Fuck her.
Yeah, I'll bet you there are some.
Scratch
like
your
that.
Eyes out.
Mm-hmm. There are definitely. Yeah.
Wait a second. We jettisoned the fucking man-child for what reason? Because he ate some pork?
He won't pick up.
Fucking eggheads, go home.
Right. Fuck off. We don't need you.
Go future some, future go leaders of America. We don't need
Keep
you.
Keep your fucking nose buried in that book.
That's it.
That's all. Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave. What a full house I have today. I got BQ.
Yeah.
I got Walt.
Yo.
Got Brian Rupert.
Hello. How's everybody doing?
And of course, yeah. Gidim, the silent producer in the wings. He's got two backup recorders going so that no file is ever lost again.
Double fist and recorders.
Yep. Yeah.
I like it. I appreciate the gumption.
He's trying to show us something, me and you, since we're taking over for him for 2025.
I like it. I already like gumption. What I'm seeing. Yeah.
You got that picture I sent you, though, right?
Of him dead asleep?
Yeah, dead asleep.
Yeah, I did.
On Black Friday.
When I saw it, I was like, he must have been up for 24 hours at that point. Yeah. So
he deserved a little rest.
I think so. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Thanksgiving, Black Friday went well.
Yeah, it was cool.
A lot of people
showed up. It's a great tradition, too, and it was awesome to see so many people come from so far away. So many people from Michigan.
It's Michigan and Canada. That was a lot of people from Canada.
That's where our hotspots are, Q.
Really?
Michigan is a big pocket of TSD listeners in Canada.
Michigan's a great, great neck of the woods.
Yeah.
And who doesn't love Canada?
I can't. I mean, they're the nicest
Canadians.
People on the planet.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. So I heard Friday was pretty busy.
It was busy all weekend. Yeah. It was nice. Yeah. It was it's a tradition that I hope we can continue for many, many years. It's just nice.
Brings everybody together. Yeah. People are having a good time.
Well, not everybody. I couldn't make it.
Yeah, that's true. There were a couple disappointed people.
I did tweet out that I couldn't make it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I don't.
Yeah. We let people know here as soon as we found out.
It was a bummer. I'm sorry to miss it.
What are you going
to
do? You're a busy man.
It's been
busy. So busy you can't return texts.
It's been busy lately.
You took it on the chin last week because you didn't return my text.
I texted you yesterday.
Yeah, you texted me yesterday, but I texted you the week before before you went to Vegas.
Oh, okay.
I texted you and I said, hey, I know you're going to Vegas at the end of the week. Do you have any good days this week? And then you never answered.
Oh.
And once you didn't answer by day two, I prayed that you wouldn't answer so that I could go after you.
Gotcha. No, you're right. You're right. All right. Well, I'm back.
All right. That's all right. That matters.
I'm back, baby.
He's back in the saddle. We were talking earlier before the mics went hot, Q. Our girl Hawk 2 is in some trouble.
What?
Yeah.
This is the quickest
may be over.
Arc.
It may be over for Hawk 2.
Oh, no. What happened? What'd she do?
She got into the crypto game.
Yeah.
And she sold a meme coin. It was like $Hawk.
I mean, the president of the United States does that. So how is that a problem for a podcaster?
Well, when you own most of the crypto, I guess this is the way it went, right, Rupert?
So
she owned most of it.
Her company. They owned 97% of the coin. They got the value up and they rug pulled $2 million out from people and tanked the coin.
So what was the highest the coin was valued?
I don't know what it was, but I know they profited $2 million and they tanked the coin. It's valueless.
Well, they said there was a
zero?
Market.
It's like, yeah. Like if you look at the chart, it's like a full dip.
Right. Yeah, they said it like it capped out at 500 million. That was like when it first opened, they were saying it was worth 500 million. In 20 minutes, it went down to 30 million.
But I mean,
this is what's difficult because it's hard to understand crypto.
Yeah. And isn't this like all I heard was Bitcoin is 100 grand now?
100 grand now, yeah.
And I remember years ago, a crew member on Joker's when it was $1,000. Was like, I'm putting all my money into this. You should too. And I was like, I don't even know what this is. I'm not doing it.
Right.
I know he's out there right now with many, many
Bitcoin.
He's got to be worth like 20 million now off of he was a crew member, whatever we were paying him. He was just all in on it. So and I like the guy. So I hope he's doing well and making a lot of money, but I don't understand it.
Listen to some of these sad tweets that Haley Hawk Tua is getting. Haley, I just purchased $35,000 of some
– What?
Of money hawk. Is that what it's called?
It's like dollar sign hawk.
Yeah, dollar sign hawk. And it's now $2,000 after 10 minutes of me buying it. I was a huge fan of Hawktua, but you took my life savings. I was excited about this and spent my life savings and my children's college education fund as well. Oh.
So why are you putting your children's college fund into Hawktua blowjob Bitcoin? Like, what? I don't know about that. How did you make that money to begin with?
If that's Shouldn't she have her children taken away? And I don't know why I assume it's a girl. I can't imagine her. It's got to be a guy,
right?
It's
probably a guy.
Because girls are not probably into Hawktua, I don't think.
I don't know, man. That is weird.
I think probably young girls are into hawk to a girl, like a very young generation.
Oh, you don't think girls aren't catty and are like, oh, she's so famous because she fucking spit on a dick? Fuck her.
Yeah, I'll bet you there are some
scratch
like
your
that.
Eyes out.
Mm-hmm. There are definitely
–
Wow. There are definitely some girls like that for sure. But I think like I can't imagine her main audience is young males. Right?
You can't?
No, I wouldn't think so. Because she said one thing about spitting on a cock. And then if you watch that podcast – I don't know whose attention she's holding.
I thought she was – I mean I thought she
She does have A-listers though. She's got like Mark Cuban on there.
Really?
Yeah. It's nuts.
What is the current value of Hawkcoin?
I have a chart. It is currently at 0.004176 as of this like
chart. And what was the highest it was?
The highest it was
– You remember those mini Prussian kissing devil skulls?
Yeah.
They're worth more now than the –
than the Hawktua coin. We sold them. You sold them. You moved them all.
It took many a year.
Yeah.
0.025. So it was like 2.5 cents at the top value.
I mean,
but there's
which
there's
sounds
millions.
Like nothing. Which,
so yeah. That's the thing.
It sounds like nothing. Like, oh, I could invest, you know, a quarter of a cent into some Hawktua. You know, I'll buy $100 worth and see how it goes. Not, I'm going to sink every dime. Like you said, Walt, it's probably, it can't be real. Like, what idiot would do that?
But she's got a whole bunch of lawyers after her now, and like, it's not looking good. A lot of people think she may go to jail over this.
Wow.
I thought the egg on her face was going to be limited to did you see she did a quick promo for the Atlanta Hawks? She had like a Hawks jersey on she was like, let's go Hawks. I guess she was trying to like somehow integrate herself with the Atlanta Hawks.
The Hawks.
And they just tweeted, we good.
Did you see her dancing though?
Yeah.
Oh
her God. Like, yeah, that spastic dance.
It's like Elaine Benes on crack.
Yes.
What was her name?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
What was her real name in the show?
In Seinfeld, Elaine Benes.
Oh, okay. I thought that was her real name. It's like Dante and Randall. I don't realize that Brian O'Halloran is.
You always call him Dante. Yeah.
How hard is it to start your own coin thing?
Oh, I think you guys could start like Tom's.
Oh, wait, we're not doing that.
I've had people contact me if they want to do it. I was like, no.
You could make millions. All we have to do is rip off the loyal audience.
Yeah, the people who have stuck with us all these 15 years be like, now it's time to cash in. No, that's not. Look, the little mini kissing devil skull, you know, say what you will about it. It's still a good product at a good price, you know?
It was a collectible.
Yeah.
We never said it was going to send your kids to college.
Exactly. Right? Like, you know, you don't buy it if you want, don't. But the coin stuff, like, you know, we can't get into that.
Nah.
Do you have any crypto?
If I do, it's what Brian said, $100 or whatever it was. Yeah. Like, I'm not all in on crypto.
I have a little Bitcoin.
Yeah, I have SafeMoon, which tanked. I got in early and bottomed out.
I just take my money and I give it to, Charles Schwab or
people
something.
People who know what they're doing.
Yeah, and I watch it grow year after year. Like, that's my plan.
Wow. Yeah. How was your Thanksgiving anyway, Q? You went down to Florida. I saw you possibly battling an alligator through a fence.
I love those. No, there was no fence.
There was no fence there? I thought there was a fence.
Zero fence. There's no fence between me and my gator buddies.
Maybe you actually had to wrestle a gator?
No. I in where my parents live on the golf courses, alligators live in the thing. So every once in a while, a monster will crawl out and just sun itself. And I was going for a walk and I saw it and I just took a picture near it.
Oh, okay. I thought you had to get it off your parents' property.
Like, no, no, no. No, not like that.
Like wrestling gators.
No, no.
You ripped your shirt off and you started wrestling.
Yeah, I'm like, let's do this. No, this is a long one. That was a big one. He was like 8 feet, man. He was a big gator. But I also, there was no fence, but I was also, you can't tell in that photo, I was also on a hill above him.
Oh, right. Right?
And it was a steep drop. It wasn't like he could get up and get me, but there was no fence.
They're quick though, man.
Before you know, they were kids. They were like families walking around and stuff like that. So all I had to do was be faster than one of those, and I would have been fine.
I watched a show. It's called Florida Man. It's on Max.
I've seen the advertisement.
Right. It was about this guy. He seemed sunbaked as hell. He was really like out of it. He got his arm ripped off by an alligator.
Mm.
And spent the next 3 days in the swamp just trying to get back to civilization. Oh. Like, however. The alligator twisted his arm. It must have like somehow like
sealed it,
acted as a tourniquet. Yeah. God. And sealed it. So the guy's like, I mean, he looked crazy after this experience.
Yeah. That is pretty out there, man.
Yeah. But he was like, for some reason, I just wanted to go in the lake. He's going, you know, and I went swimming around and I'm from Florida, so I should know, you know, and then next thing you know, I turn around and there he is right there. And they do like these reenactments and he starts screaming.
Yeah, I think that if you see me going into the lake to pet a gator, like that's when you should be concerned.
Looking out for
kids. Other than that, I'm not trying to get hurt.
How hot do you have to be to, you know, on one summer day to like, I'm going to go take a dip in that pond or that lake or that river? Like
in alligator country New York State?
Just out in nature. How hot do you have to be? To like, I'm going to go into – instead of
unknown
– water. Yeah. You're just going to go
– It hasn't happened yet. And I've been pretty hot in my life, you know?
Right? Exactly. It's like I don't understand that mentality. I know it's probably done every day, but I'm like, I'll just wait till I – you get home until I'll take a shower. I don't need to jump into a real body of water where there's living things in it.
Yeah, even a snapping turtle will take your fucking toe off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're lucky, it's your toe.
Oh, yeah. That's chop your balls right off, man.
What else do I got here? Oh, Walt, you were right. I think you're right about something. You're on the right track, but you've often said Jeff Bezos will be looked back at like Hitler.
As somebody who not a – history won't look back on him fondly, I've said.
Right. And you did call him – you did say they would look at him like Hitler. I think you might be right.
That was a little hyperbole.
I think you might be right though, because I watched this documentary called Buy Now, and the environmental holocaust that Amazon is creating, it's crazy.
In what way?
Like the plastics that are used. It's just like they just go through like how basically everybody's buying shit they don't need.
Yeah.
And in order to make all this stuff.
And to ship it.
Yeah. It's like the
environmental holocaust. That should have been the name of the fucking the documentary.
Yeah.
That gets people's attention.
Not buying anything with holocaust.
Yeah. That gets eyeballs.
Snap too. Yeah. But if you're interested in watching the – the supply chain and what it's doing to the environment. Yeah, check out Buy Now on Netflix.
Should Amazon put restrictions and be like, you can order it, but you need to have 10 things in a cart before we ship it. Once you order 10 things, then we'll ship it to cut down on shipping costs, shipping fuel, shipping materials.
They could do something like that. It would definitely affect them though, because they're known for like, hey, you want it tomorrow?
Right. Now they have to kind of rethink things. If you're having a holocaust, that's what happens when you cause a holocaust.
Well, unless somebody forces you to rethink things.
Well, that's where the government should come in and be like, look, you gotta I mean, it's not happening now. No. I mean, now we got a government that's like, what? You know, Trump's not gonna care about it, unfortunately. But yeah, you need the government to be like, you can't do what you're doing.
I want my Christmas sweater now. I don't need it like in January when I have 10 things in my cart. Fuck you.
I got to tell you though, sometimes like it's like if I order multiple things and it's like, do you want them all shipped at once? And if there's like a 5-day lag, I'm like, no, I want it now.
Yeah.
Like, why would I be ordering it if I want it in five days? I just go to the store and get it.
Yeah, it's nuts. I think that what are you going to do?
But it's like, it's moves like that times millions.
Well, that's like the scam of recycling, right? Where it's just like it was created to move the onus on – fixing the mess that these plastic producers are doing on us, the consumers, make us feel good about recycling when in reality, most of it gets fucked up.
Covers that too.
Metal gets recycled, right? Mm-hmm. Plastic is like – it's
what
a waste.
What about aluminum?
I think aluminum gets recycled.
It gets recycled pretty well. But with plastics, like recycling is a scam to make it seem like they're doing something when the answer is you tell Coke, you tell Pepsi, you're not fucking making any single-use plastic anymore, and that would come from a government. Why we don't have a government that does that, you know, I don't know.
No.
But I'm probably at blame for it myself.
No, so. Not you. Why would we blame you?
Because I'm not educated on it.
Look at abusing that single-use water bottle right there.
Yeah. I mean, look at it. But my point is just like, who is this, Bowl and Basket? Like, they should not be allowed to sell this.
I think that there's plans in the works for reducing the single-use water bottles.
I mean, Jesus Christ. I don't have kids. My name's Paul. This is between y'all. Like, what happens to the planet after I'm gone doesn't really fucking matter all that much to me. But if I had kids, if I was a breeder, this would be like my number one thing would not be.
I have kids. I should be concerned about this?
Yeah, I guess.
Why, though? What can I do about it, though? If I stop buying some single-use water, you think
write some letters. Write some letters. Like
people read letters.
Get active in politics. Get the right people elected.
Oh, come on!
Man. Well, there That's you go.
Wait, I got to do all that shit,
and I got to ship out the Patreon goods, and I got to clear videos. I know I got to get them off my docket now, but I don't know if that leaves me still enough time to write letters.
Why don't you just ship everyone's Patreon goods at the end of the year? Make them wait all year and send it once.
I'm sure that they'll be happy with that.
Yeah. Let me ask them. Walt Getham's not in the room.
Yeah.
What if after our careful review at the start of the year, we decide that the best move for our business is to let Getham go? Are you okay with that?
Well, is it a three-person vote?
Well, you said you put Huss in charge of him. And I like, what if we're like, oh,
I won't have a say in it?
Well, of course you always have a say.
But. No, I know, but you're like, yeah, I couldn't deal with that. That would put a pall?
A
pall on the rest of the year as we're.
The whole year?
Well, the whole fucking rest of the podcast's existence will be like. So wait a second. We jettisoned the fucking man-child for what reason? Because he ate some pork?
He won't pick up.
I don't know if I can live with that. And still come up with like cha-cha-cha-cha and tell jokes. I mean, I can't stand him. I'm not going to lie to you right now. But that doesn't mean I don't want him to have somewhere to be and go where he – like he doesn't like to be at his current state where he lives.
So far, everything you describe is his problem and his fault. But
yeah, I understand it, but that'd be a heavy burden on my psyche.
Okay,
you got to make it work. I'm sorry, you got to make it work. No matter how dysfunctional it is, you got to make it. Because I made it work for how many years? Now you want to be like, I want to get rid of him. That's your first option. You haven't even done one bit of fucking
That's
work.
That's not what I'm saying. I said if we got into it and started doing the work and came to the conclusion that it's best.
It is in our best interest, but that's not an option. There's no doubt about it. There is no if and or buts.
I didn't know what I thought your answer was going to be, but it wasn't this. Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, all right, fine.
It's like you have that uncle.
Yeah.
That's just the fuck up.
I think I am that uncle.
You have that family member or that sibling or that kid or whatever it is. You just
or
can't
employee,
you just can't wash your hands and be like, I'm Paul and what's that line again?
This is between y'all.
Reviewing history? Did they have a room for an office coach?
Barely pay our friggin' posting bills online. You think we could afford get them?
Fun Bearable? Are they looking for an office coach?
They have a better shot with them. You want to be shipped to Rhode Island?
So then what is like – all right, but what about like – docking pay? Are you all right with that? Like, what's – is there any
– I am not going to tell you how to do it.
Okay.
I'm not going to get in there and get into the nitty-gritty of how you want to proceed.
Yeah.
Try whatever you think will work best.
Okay. Got it.
You've had experience. You've been the boss, so you know what needs to be done.
And fire him. No. Okay. So anything short of sacking, you're like, let's try it.
Yeah, and that's kind of like an eternal get out of jail free card. I know. I realize that.
Yeah.
There's no fear of.
Yeah, it's tough because it's like, if you don't do this, there's going to be no consequences.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's hard to tell your teenage child that and think they're going to toe the line, right? Right. Yeah, it's almost impossible. But yeah, now I'm Paul. And this is all on y'all. Figure it the fuck out.
Very good.
I know we're getting handy personnel sheets from Tom. He's going to give us.
Oh, yeah?
What is that called? Review sheets.
Okay,
know,
like great.
When you do a performance review?
We're going to have to start some employee files around here. Yeah, yeah.
Get them. You're in charge of getting those files together.
Do we need a file cabinet? I think we only need a fucking like a little recipe card holder.
I think we need like a file wherever it lives. We need one,
and that file is going to be reviewed by who? You,
me, and Brian.
You and Brian,
and we're going to.
So you're going to be reviewing your own work, but who's filling out these files?
It's more.
You're going to sit down and reread them.
We'll just switch off. Yeah, I read Q's. He reads mine. We compare notes.
Huh. I thought the same thing. Yeah, me too.
Well, we can't fire him.
He's awful, huh? Yeah, he is.
But we could put.
Walt,
like,
what do we do?
But like we could put like what do they call at work when you get like a warning, like a written.
Oh, he knows.
Demerit.
Yeah, like we could put like demerits in there and stuff like that at the end of the year. Like we could review.
And then what happens if he gets a certain amount of demerits?
Well, that's what we're going to have to
see.
You
have to come up with some sort of penalty for if you hit this many demerits, this happens.
By the way, that number's usually 3 in your file. Just so you know. So, yeah, if he hits 20, something will happen. That's me. Okay. All right. Okay. So we got the parameters now.
Yeah,
right?
Now we
can do nothing.
Now we know. We're powerless.
Could jerk off into a file. That's all we can do.
We can commiserate on the phone later on.
Yeah. All right. Wow.
I fixed my toilet.
With?
Well, it turned out that like the fill thing, like the tank wasn't filling. First thing in the fucking morning, go to the bathroom, the tank's not filling. Like, if something's going to break on you, you want to like at least get through half the day.
Sure.
You know,
at least
not
get
the
through
first,
your morning piss.
Right. Not the first fucking thing. Right. So well, it's not filling up.
I think you're better in the daytime than you are at the nighttime. I've noticed.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel at nighttime, you tend to have kind of feel less energized.
Energetic,
so you're more. I think you're a morning person.
Totally agree with you.
Okay.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean at 6 in the morning I want a broken toilet and be like, fuck, what am I going to do?
You'd rather have it at midnight?
I guess so, yeah.
Really?
I guess so.
I'm going to bed?
Well, I guess like first thing in the morning.
Very bad. Don't flush a toilet.
Yeah, ever.
See you in the morning.
I'm not handy.
Oh, fuck, it's the morning. I got to deal with this. I didn't deal with it last night.
Shit. So I go to Lowe's. I buy like this part after I watched a video on YouTube. So I go and I buy the part and I get the Teflon tape and I'm ready to do it. And then I'm reading some of the comments about like how it went for them. Because I'm like, okay, let me make sure this is how you're supposed to do it. And the first comment was, I just punched mine and it started working again. And then I saw a bunch of more comments. It was like, hey, it worked for me too.
Punched it.
Yeah, punched the.
Is that a terminology part. Or does that mean really?
I think
mean
literally punch it
because
I went in there before I took anything apart. I went in there and I punched it and it started to fill up and then it started working after that.
Wow, you must have a stuck seal or something.
Something like that. Yeah. But I gave it the old Fonzarelli.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I can't imagine that's going to be work
it's
for gonna
work.
All your issues. Like any household things that pop up, I wouldn't be punching.
I'm ready to open a business, dude. Just Bry's punching.
Maybe that's how we'll fix get him.
Right. Up against the wall. Give him some body work.
Some more CTE.
But you know how like Japanese car companies, they start the day with workout. They make everybody like do workout and stuff like that. Like maybe like a policy
so
of that.
Some exercise regimen.
Yeah. Like, you know, stuff like that.
Who's going to be here every day to make sure he's doing those?
It's going to have to be. He's going to have to keep a log of it for us.
Make him live stream it.
Now you're talking. All right.
You put it on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to be careful, though, because is that legal, though, too?
I don't know.
Is that legal? Like, you have to exercise for me and send me a video of it?
That does sound sketchy. When you put it like that.
Yeah, that is true, I guess.
I don't know. It might be, though.
But we would just play the jury his greatest hits, and they'd be like, no, we got a fucking...
he had every reason.
Innocent.
Before we get into this Rupert stuff, he's going to tell us how to attract a younger audience. And the way you did it, Rupert, was by polling your classroom, right?
I asked two separate classes, and I asked them to give me a list of topics that they thought were cool. And things they thought were cool.
Things that they would prefer to hear on a podcast.
I didn't mention podcasting. I just said I'm doing a report on things that teens find cool.
All right.
So.
Okay. Pockham, you didn't want to mention podcasting. You don't want to have trails.
I don't want them to.
They know you have a podcast.
Nobody's on a podcast. Yeah. Gotcha. They, by the way, they know, right?
You think kids they know? Today?
I don't know. I don't know if they've bothered to Google me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope not.
Why? Well, I can't imagine that you have anything you'd be worried about, do you?
Oh, I have a lot to be worried about.
On the podcast, though?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
He's told stories even on this podcast that could be sort of looked at sideways.
Spicy and saucy sometimes.
Yeah.
Not this episode, but.
Really? I don't remember anything spicy and
well,
saucy.
I'll tell you afterwards so we're not repeating it.
On this podcast that I was in the room and I didn't hear it?
I think so. No, I think you're in the room.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's talk about Blue Chew, kids. Does Blue Chew work? If you're asking that question, we want you to know that Blue Chew is putting their money where their mouth is by giving you a month for free. Blue Chew is an online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but at a fraction of the cost and in a chewable form. And the process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of the licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll get your prescription within days. Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door. And the best part, it's all done online, which means no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead and be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Let's see. Does it work? Don't think you need it? Try it for a month and see. You're going to love it, and your partner is going to love it because you could be missing out on the best sex of your life. There's nothing sexier than confidence, and Blue Chew can help you get confidence where it counts. Blue Chew wants men rock hard. They told us that's the mission. They will not stop until every man is bricked up like a brick house, till every tent is pitched, till every rod is raised. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. And here's the special deal. You guys got to try this out. Try Blue Chew free for just $5 shipping at checkout when you visit BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring Tell 'Em Steve Dave. And right into the next one. Which is another great sponsor, MeUndies. Come on now. Who doesn't want to hear about MeUndies? Holiday season is officially upon us, and MeUndies, the go-to brand for unbelievable comfort, has you covered with everything you need to be your coziest self. From lounge pants to hoodies, sweats, and onesies, MeUndies is so much more than just an underwear brand. And since the holidays are here, what could be a better gift for everyone on your list than the gift of comfort from MeUndies? Let's see. Talk about the holiday products I received, which I did not get any yet. So we'll talk about them next time. MeUndies has a cut for everyone with over 20 different styles and hundreds of different colors and prints, including their holiday collection. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. Unmatched comfort. MeUndies' signature super soft micromodal fabric is breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear. And it's responsibly sourced. They use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on them. So to knock out all your holiday gifting needs today with MeUndies. Get exclusive holiday deals and savings all month long. Go to MeUndies.com/TESD. Enter promo code TESD. That's MeUndies.com/TESD. Code TESD. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. All right. We got one more, but we'll save that for later.
Nice.
Now, Tell 'Em Steve Dave, we're about to usher ourselves into a new era of coolness with the kids.
These are all things the kids told me were cool.
How old are these?
They're high school.
High school, gotcha.
Yeah.
14 to 16?
Between, well, I think it was like the classes that answered, it was a mix. So it was between sophomore and senior.
Okay.
Okay, so that is like 15 to 17.
Yeah.
That's that would be the prime age of what young, would be considered extremely. They would be in the know of what's cool and what's not cool.
They're creating what's cool, these kids.
Yeah, absolutely. They have their fingers on the pulse.
They are the pulse.
I like these buzzwords. Is that are we off to a good start?
They're not on the list, but sure.
The
first thing they said was cool was rap music.
Uh-oh, Walt. Oh, no.
But you guys like it.
I could cover, like it. I could cover some. Like we could talk about Wu-Tang and Gravediggers over and over again. I don't know.
You like your Eminem.
So 40-year-old hip-hop or in modern?
Modern. They gave me two. I asked, who are the two biggest artists currently? They said Kendrick Lamar and Travis Scott. I've never listened to either. Have you guys?
I'm familiar with both names, but never listened to either.
Is Kendrick Lamar in with one of the Kardashians?
I don't think so. Isn't he?
That was Lamar Odom.
Okay. He's doing the Super Bowl halftime show this year, I think.
I've heard both the names. I will have to verse myself.
So, in your opinion, Rupp, how would we insert Kendrick Lamar conversations into the podcast without it feeling like we were just doing it to chase ears of the young crowd?
So exactly what we're doing.
Yeah. Maybe you get like Sunday Jeff to read some lyrics, like a modern version of Two Live Crew, One Middle-Aged Jew with Sunday Jeff and Kendrick Lamar.
Does Kendrick do dirty raps?
I've never heard him.
Is he an explicit artist or is he somebody that the whole family could listen to?
I doubt if he's cool, he's someone the whole family could listen to.
That's a good point. Right. That's a really good point. Yeah. See,
now, Travis Scott, wasn't he one of the ones that there was a stampede at his concert or something?
Yeah.
We could talk about stuff like that.
We could talk about how, like, you know, who's this guy? Travis Scott had someone die at his concert from a trampede. Mm-hmm. And David Cassidy in the 70s, he had someone die of a trampede as well. So we could talk about, like, you know, it's been going on since the dawn of music.
And then we'll get into 70s stuff.
Sounds like pretty much.
And the Who? They had a lot of tramples. Uh-huh.
Hey, what about this? What if we test Gidim with becoming very well versed in Kendrick Lamar? Listen to the albums, absorb them, become an expert on them.
He's a producer / researcher now.
Yeah, and he could speak.
Do people want to hear more of him? Or?
Well, he just passes his notes on to us.
Well, they might if he's speaking about cool things like Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
You know?
Right. It's worth
a shot. We got to try something, bro.
I can't fire him. Everything's on the table. All right. Cool, so we have rappers. To talk about current rap artists.
Not like Run DMC or Public Enemy or anything like that.
Not the good stuff.
No.
Okay. No Two Live Crew references, though. That's two in the past, though, right?
Yeah.
All right.
They
were my favorite rappers, though.
Those I'm versed in.
Luke Skywalker, right?
Yeah.
That was his name, wasn't
it? Yeah.
And I'm surprised Lucasfilms didn't fucking go after that.
Yeah.
Singing about fucking girls in the ass and they're okay with him calling him, I'm Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, like, okay.
And George Lucas is kind of like, whatever.
They gave me a list of sports that are cool.
Oh, here you go, Walt.
We got enough footballs on there.
Football, basketball, soccer, and boxing. No hockey. Not cool.
We really don't talk about hockey, but we could talk about football. We talked about the boxing match.
Yeah.
Did you watch that, Jake Paul?
I did some of it, yeah.
What'd you think about that?
I thought Tyson looked really okay in the beginning, and then a switch just got flipped, and it became obvious that
that's
we were writing
the
exhibition
switch.
Fight that
I
nobody
think,
was.
I think
told
most
to
guys
hurt.
Have that switch.
Yeah, most guys aren't getting in the ring and selling.
Right.
Yeah,
but I think you can equate that switch goes off even if they're walking around the mall at Christmas time.
Sure, but if
they're going past a certain amount of stores,
I get it.
They're like, hey, that switch just went off. I'm going to go sit in the car.
Yeah, but but not if you're one of the greatest mall walkers of all time. You know what I mean?
True.
Like, you know, it might be. And he's not that – he's old, 58, but he's not old, right? Like, that's still – I thought he was going to do a better showing than he did.
I can almost guarantee you probably the kids – don't care or didn't even know who Mike Tyson was, right?
They know him more of like the legend of Mike Tyson, you know? And they're probably more tuning in for Paul.
Right.
Yeah.
So we don't – yeah. See, that's the mistake all three of us made. We didn't talk about Jake Paul at all. It's all about Tyson. Tyson, Tyson, right. Tyson, Tyson.
Well, how about this? His brother, Logan Paul, is in the WWE, and he's even more popular than his brother. So I could speak about that.
You have the floor.
He's great. I love him in the WWE. He came in like he supposedly behind the scenes. He's a really polite, easy to work with guy, and he came out as a heel. And he is hated. People hate him. He comes out with this arrogant, like, I'm the best YouTuber of all time type thing. But he looks like a million bucks. He takes the wrestling seriously, and his matches are fucking awesome. So with Logan Paul, you have a great heel who knows what he's doing, who's bringing fresh young eyes into the WWE. And I got to tell you, he's a guy I love to hate. Love him. I think he's great for the business.
Now, is it enough that we just talk about them, or should we promise that we're going to get them on the show and then never really try to get them?
Sure, you can promise that.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you're our guest booker, yeah, so it's up to you.
I'm talking to the Paul Bros. They're next.
So far you've gotten Ellie.
Which went over well, so yeah, right? We know I should do it again. Unfortunately, the kids said the Paul Bros are uncool. So I wouldn't recommend.
Why didn't you cut me off?
I didn't want you were rolling.
I know, but in the wrong direction.
We'll edit that all out.
All right, thank you.
That'll all come out so we look cool.
They gave me a list of cool clothes. Like these are things that are cool to wear.
Hoodies?
Are Lions and Brady hoodies on there?
Hoodies, sweatpants.
Oh, I've lived my entire adult life in sweatpants.
Your time has come. I'm dressed like Walt right now.
Yeah.
Sweatpants and hoodie.
Look at me. Hoodie.
Yeah. Sweatpants.
We're cool.
Nice.
Yeah. I figured that it's going to be a pretty cool room based on what they said, the fashion they like. Hoodies, sweatpants, Nikes, Jordans, Adidas. And this was the thing that I didn't know. There's a brand called Essentials, and they also said they like graphic tees.
Oh, for like you get at Kohl's and shit, you know, yeah. The old-fashioned, you know, throwback tees, the retro tees.
Yeah,
or Tom Steve Dave tees.
Yeah.
It's graphic tee.
Here's a graphic tee you can get on TomSteveDave.com, iTunes iconic art.
Yeah, how cool do you people want to be? Don't spend that money on Hawk 2 coin.
Buy a t-shirt. Okay, so Paul Brothers are not cool.
I don't know how much content there is to be mine, though, talking about sweatpants.
New drops. You got to mention like when something new comes out. Like, yo, Adidas is dropping a new line of sweatpants. And
do you really have to throw the yo in? That seems like it's
pandering you.
Yo.
What's up, yo?
That's how I start every class.
Yo.
Yo, kids, what up? It's Mr. R.
Man, you can't wear sweatpants at school, right, in a hoodie?
Oh, I wear sweatpants and hoodie every day.
Do you?
Yeah.
So they must think you're a cool teacher.
I don't know if they think I'm cool, but I think they're like, he's a very laid-back, easy teacher,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Do you teach the equivalent of the sweat hogs in your school?
I never watched Welcome Back, Kotter. I know
that's the kind of shit we can't say.
Oh, yeah, I know. But this is our last episode. I want to get it all out as much as possible.
Are they like bad kids?
Are they the kids that are kind of like,
they're like resource
behind
room.
The eight ball?
No, it's mixed. Like I'll have okay. – I'm an elective teacher, so I teach art classes. So I'll have honor students and I'll have kids who are not doing
it. Because I don't care about what the honor students think. I really don't.
Well, they didn't.
Their opinion
this.
Means shit to me. I want the bad asses. I want the kids that are in school suspension who have been suspended multiple times.
Like they got grounded.
It's their opinion.
They sit in their room and listen to us.
Yeah.
All right.
Fucking eggheads, go home.
Right. Fuck off. We don't need you.
Future leaders of America. We don't need
Keep your fucking nose buried in that book.
That's it.
That's all.
So the next thing they said was cool was Avengers stuff. So basically like movies and stuff. Collecting comics is weird and uncool, but reading them online is cool. So you can read them. You just can't own any of them.
Cute. Okay.
Hey, I went digital a while ago, so I'm hip.
You keep them hidden in your attic.
Yeah. Preserved in my attic.
Preserved in my attic.
Yeah.
Well, so since the last time we got together, Q, in the episode you last appeared upon, you mentioned the possibility of you contemplating opening a comic book store.
Yes.
And I tried to steer you out of it.
Yeah.
By saying that, you know, I would never open up a store in this climate. You know,
yeah.
That's
I walked
crazy
out of here being like I had a silly idea.
I'm a jerk.
Yeah, what's wrong with me?
But since that episode dropped, things have transpired personally to make me think that that advice was absolutely wrong. And that you absolutely should open up your own store, because the guy I was getting my books from, my masterworks from, is closing up shop in December, and I'm going to be in need of a new home to get my books. And boy, would I love
a friend with
that
a
sweet, sweet fucking deal, that Q deal.
That's a 50% discount.
Well, I thought it'd be more since considering all I do.
I'm just going on what you gave me at the stash, so I guess there was room for more.
Never asked.
I just thought you were giving me the price. All right.
Well, I mean, let's say you scratch my back, I scratch yours. Maybe you don't want to deal with Gidim. Maybe I'll take back the reins if I get a free masterworks thrown my way. All I'm saying is that I'm open to negotiations.
Could you write down what masterworks you're thinking about?
All of them.
All of them.
About two a month come out.
Right. Okay.
You're talking about maybe $75 your cost for both of them.
Two a month. Aren't they big? Aren't they like
– Yeah, but they retail for about $125, and usually you get them – like a store would get them for like probably $45 to $50.
It's a hell of a markup.
Yeah. Yeah, but no one's buying these books, though. Only the old coots are buying them.
Are Marvel Masterworks on your cool list?
I'm assuming because it's owning a book, it's automatically uncool. Oh, I'm sorry, Walt.
All right. Well, not to derail that conversation, though, but you know, you should think about that. Yeah. I do think there is, you know, with your passion and your gumption, I believe you can make a store work. I think it'd be more than work. I think it'd be super successful.
Oh, wow. All right. I'll walk out of here thinking differently about it. Thank you. Thank you.
So we could talk about superhero movies, though.
Yeah, you could talk about the movies, I guess.
Which we have done since TSD began. We've never shied away from talking about a superhero movie.
Not to spoil the list, but I think going through a lot of this, you guys are cooler than you realize. Because you already have the fashion down.
So where are the kids then? Why don't we have the listeners? And why aren't they listening to us? If we are talking about the things they enjoy, how come it's not equating to seeing those teen numbers rise?
Well, I could get into that. So they told me – So I asked them, like, our podcast cool? Some things I asked them, I prompted them because I wanted to know. And I said, our podcast cool? They said, some podcasts are cool, but they won't listen to a whole episode. They like watching two guys argue in a YouTube short or a TikTok or Instagram short. So I think if you want to meet the teens, you have to go where they are, because that's what they said they want. They won't watch a whole episode, but like they'll watch tons of clips on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram.
What do you mean watch? Isn't it listening?
Well, we don't have any videos, so
They need a video podcast. That's
but they only want it for
saying.
A minute, though.
Yeah. They want a minute of fighting on a clip, and then they want to scroll and watch another clip.
That really sounds like some ADD shit right there, right?
I mean, yeah, that's the modern generation, though. Yeah. You know, that's constant one-chunk bites.
I like this, but not enough to watch more than a minute of it. That doesn't seem like that would work for us, though.
No.
Yeah, and our audience that we have already, we don't want to lose them either.
Well, maybe what he's suggesting is that the show is recorded video, and just not the whole thing is released as a video podcast, but we find
one or two
where you and I are arguing, or you and Brian are arguing, or whatever's going on, and then we throw those small little clips on TikTok, which I thought was getting closed down fucking by the China people.
I don't know. I'm just telling you what the kids like. I mean, but you could also – a TikTok clip can also go on Instagram and YouTube. It, you know, the clip travels.
Right.
Do you do that?
I try. I don't have the time usually to do it, so I tell Steve to do it. And
you don't
I'm
have
ignored.
Time to make a one-minute video?
No, I'm doing everything else with my podcast.
Oh, I don't mean it in a way like – but it, I would think a one-minute video would only take you 5 minutes in.
I mean, you have to change the aspect ratio. You have to put the text. It's kind of a bitch.
Really?
So what I do is I clip the one-minute thing, and then I send it to Steve for him to do, And then I wait around and hopefully he does it.
Does Steve listen to TSD?
No, he's not going to hear me bitching.
Okay.
I'm safe.
Because like, you might have an argument on your hand that you guys can use for your next clip. okay. Well, that's interesting. I don't even know how to digest that one.
That sounds like ignore that one.
All right, Ryan, trash. They said fast food is cool and they gave me some cool fast food places. Wingstop, Popeyes, and KFC. Those are cool spots.
We literally record right next door to a KFC.
That has to count for something.
That has to make give us prime cool points. Yeah. Should we try to just incorporate the KFC logo into everything we do moving forward?
Or discussions of KFC.
There is a Popeyes right down the street.
I am
literally,
a colonel.
Literally
Kentucky
a half mile
colonel.
Away.
Yeah.
It's true. If anyone's authorized to speak on
it. Yeah.
Maybe we can get him up as Popeye, the Sailor Man, and just some sort of weird,
put a clip
why is
out
he dressed
for the kids.
Like that? Yeah. He's like, Popeyes.
Like he's just chowing down cool. on a bucket, And then we put that clip out.
He's got the elbows of Popeye. Those weird throats.
He looks like Pluto. Popeye Doyle?
I know, but most people don't realize that. You know that, Q,
there's
right?
There's one more. There's a more famous Popeye.
Yeah.
Than Popeye Doyle.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Way, way more popular.
You just lean into that.
Than the racist cop from the 70s French Connection.
Are they into that?
I didn't ask about racist cops, but based on my student body,
fictional
I'm going to say
cop.
No.
Fictional cop.
They like anime. Dragon Ball, Bleach, One Piece, Attack on Titan, and Jujutsu Kaisen. The only one here I know is Dragon Ball.
My niece was obsessed with Attack on Titan, but I don't understand any of it. I don't
Dragon
like
Ball
the look of anime. Anime, I can't get into.
It's so kinetic. It's so like everything moves at a hyper speed.
I don't like the proportions of the characters. The whole – it's just a miss with me.
The voices.
I'm like, hey, whatever, man. If you love it, I'm not here to shit on it. But I just can't get into anime. Not even the fun ones where there's tits out and stuff running
sex
around.
And, tentacle sex.
That's not even enough.
Did they say tentacle sex was cool?
They didn't mention anything about sex, thankfully.
All right.
And, I'm sorry. There's some great manga artwork, intricate, beautiful, detailed, gray washed manga art. And it's just absolutely ruining. You draw those fucking goofy, gigantic eyes.
Yeah.
It just takes me out of it.
I'm with you.
And I watched Akira, and I was just like, so what?
I felt the same way. I was literally like, this is what everybody's going on about.
Yeah, they worship
Ghost in the
that
Shell.
Shit.
I was like, I don't care. But hey, man, again, not everything's for me, obviously. And I'm glad it brings joy to so many people. But it's not my thing.
All right.
What do we do then?
I mean. Maybe you can make Getem do an anime breakdown where he has to watch a series and then give you guys a recap of it.
Okay. Yeah.
Then
we
talk about it
going.
As if it's firsthand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm throwing something out. They said the PS5 is cool.
I got one of those. Locked down. I could talk about that.
What's your favorite part of the PS5?
Well, I mean, it's, I guess the games, I guess, I'm playing Call of Duty.
Siege?
No, Black Ops 6.
Okay. They said Siege is really cool. That was on the cool list.
If you went on and you started playing with the kids,
like a Twitch.
Like you have a video camera on yourself as you're playing?
I have the Twitch, the @BQQuinn Twitch channel. I just don't do anything with it. I just got it, so, I had it.
That could be key to our success.
I'm playing Marvel Midnight Suns, that video game.
I have it. I haven't played it yet.
It's a lot more fun than I heard it was corny and stuff like that, but it's corny in a way that how everything's about deconstructing fucking comics now and stuff like that? I hate it. This is the opposite. This is here's the versions of these characters that are the closest to what you think of. And as a result, they come off a little corny. You know what I mean? Because Spider-Man's always trying to quip and shit like that. But you're like, yeah, but this is what they should be.
Wait a minute. Spider-Man's in the Midnight Suns?
Well, the game is expansive.
It's not Ghost Rider, Blade, Hannibal, King.
It is Ghostbuster. It is a Blade. It is Ghost Rider, but Robbie Reyes.
Oh, it's Robbie Reyes in the game?
Yeah. But
it's still a Ghost Rider, though,
It's still a Ghost Rider. And but they start – it's actually an Avengers Midnight Sun mashup game.
Can I ask you who's your ghostwriter? I'm very curious. I can't remember who it is. Is it Danny Ketch?
Danny Ketch. But I love Johnny Blaze. But my ghostwriter, I have to say, is Danny Ketch.
You grew up on Danny?
Yeah, but I love Johnny Blaze.
Is this the kind of stuff that's going to make us look uncool?
I mean, they said Avengers talk is cool, so.
Yeah.
Did you play the Guardians game? Guardians of the Galaxy game? It was fucking awesome,
loved
right?
Loved it. I thought it was so much fun.
How many hours a week do you think you spend playing video games?
Well, it's my thing at night that I, like, shut my brain off. So I probably do, like, an hour a night, 3 or 4 nights a week. Something like that.
Oh, I never play video games.
Yeah. Yeah, me neither.
I mean, there are times where I'll sit down to play an hour and I look up and it's 2 a.m. and I'm like, oh, shit, I've been playing for 3 hours.
How much does a PS5 go for nowadays?
$500?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Are we going to get one to be cool?
Well, it might be cheaper because they just put out that Pro.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus,
you might get
$500
version.
For a
Well, it was when it came out.
Console.
It's probably a little lower now. But no, that's what
they're
going
for. How did anybody afford this shit? How do these kids
I mean, I know how I afford it.
Yeah.
That's lunacy, though. Yeah. Can you imagine growing up in there and you had to ask your parents for a $500 game console?
Well, when Nintendo came out, it was $99. Mm-hmm. So what's that? What's – get him. Do me a favor. Look up what $99 in 1985 is today.
Get him. Show me some of the PlayStations. They go anywhere from $375 to $600 for the Pro.
Okay. So the Pro is the brand new one with the super graphics. I don't think Walt needs that one.
No.
You know? Yeah. Well, I don't deserve super graphics.
I don't think you would tell.
Fuck, the guy's worked his whole life, and now you're getting subpar graphics.
$2,943. Okay, $2,943. So price has gone up. Wow. But, I mean, the technology is now.
And do you put a disc into it, or is it all you just download games from your.
Most people just download games. I still like getting a disc.
I get
like,
the disc.
Yeah, I like having a disc, but I think most people download it.
And what's your. How many games do you own, and what does a game run you on the PS5 now? One game.
Over $100. $60.
Yeah, about that. Yeah. And then you could do what's called the Game Pass, where like you get like free games every month, and they have like a subscription service where you can get everything for free almost.
Not everything.
A lot.
Like, yeah, you they like it's basically a library that you pay. It's like
there's a lot of gaming podcasts out there.
Yeah.
Tons.
I'm happy to talk gaming more.
Could we just go full on gaming?
When two of the three of us don't play games. What'd you play this week, Q?
Yeah, probably not.
No?
No. I don't think so. But we can add some more in, though.
But what do people usually talk about on gaming podcasts? They talk about graphics?
I think a lot of it is talking about like – I mean, I like retro game talk on YouTube. So like I watch channels where they're talking about old video games
How
more
old
than new stuff.
About? What's old to you? What do you consider old?
Like Super Nintendo,
oh, that's
Sega.
Old. Okay,
yeah.
That's old.
Like the stuff I grew up playing. I'm more interested in that than modern stuff overall, even though I still play modern stuff.
Mm. All right. It's something to think about, but it'd be hard, I think, to do a whole episode just upon video games.
It sounds more like a Patreon type.
Yeah, like video. It seems like you need video for it. Because you would want to put it
up. I tried a video game podcast and get him killed it.
Why'd he kill it?
Because he was just terrible on it.
Oh, yeah. He sucked, right? You played Blades of Steel or something?
He just he totally ruined the whole.
He kept saying skatey quick.
He was just brutal and just destroyed my love for video games.
Oh, man.
That's when you stopped playing.
That was the last. Was that not the last episode? Yeah. Because I just was like, I'm done with this.
I warned you. Ooh, sounds like he should be rewarded. Do you have any gaming systems, Ganem?
Used to have.
Not used to. Have currently.
Nintendo.
You have a Nintendo?
Yeah.
I think I have an Xbox 360 sitting around. Maybe I can give that to him because you could still play. Is it 360? What was the last one?
Xbox One, I think, was the last one, right?
I think I have an extra Xbox One sitting around.
How much do you think you spent on gaming consoles?
I buy everyone that comes out, so I
will. Over $20,000?
In my life?
In your life, yeah.
No, I don't think so. No.
No? Okay.
Because a new system comes out average, and I know this isn't fucking exact, but it's like
he's already heading off the comments on Reddit.
I have not
fucking
gone there.
Stupid motherfucker.
You know, let's say they come out every 5 years. You know, so every 5 years you're dropping, let's say, 1,200 every 5 years. You know, so not that
per one, right? Do you get the
Sony? No. That's Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo. All together,
those are the three big guns. Yeah. There are no other consoles.
Well, Steam. But you could play that on a PC, which I have for work. That's not, I don't consider that a.
Do you have a Steam Deck?
I do not.
What do you mean you played it for work?
No, computer I have for work.
Oh, I thought you meant I go to work and play video games.
No, no, no. Computer I have for my job is has Steam on it, which is turns it into a console, but I don't really play games on that.
All right. I mean, I think that's one that we could explore more, though.
Yeah, I think, you know.
More so than anime, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
They said the Costco guys are cool. AJ and Big Justice.
Those guys?
They
those
said
fucking
they're cool.
Cornballs?
Which that showed me that I just have different sensibilities than them.
Oh, my God.
Who are they?
It's these two guys. See, this is where I wish Get'em could pull up the Costco guys. It's a father and son. And it's actually the whole family, right?
Yeah.
But the father and son, Big Justice.
Oh, wait a minute.
And
is this
like,
Bring the
Boom? Yeah.
Oh, I've seen that. It's so corny.
Yeah, it's really corny. We're Costco guys.
These couldn't be the degenerates of the classroom. Couldn't say that this is cool. This had to be the nerds and shit.
These were the cool kids that said it.
You know who the cool kids are?
I have eyes.
So you know there's...
He's definitely on the outside looking in.
I mean, look, I was shocked. I was like... And some things they threw out and they were messing with me. I was like, you guys are messing with me, right? And they're like, yeah, we're messing with you. This one, I was like, you guys can't be real. Like, there's no way you think they're cool. And they're like, no, they're cool. And like...
Wow.
I don't
That's
know.
Shocking because you're
been
right.
On Fallon.
So corny.
Yeah, because it's family being really kind of doofy.
Maybe it's just the success of it is what they think is cool and not them themselves.
And when you say success, have they turned this into some sort of money-making venture for themselves?
I think so.
Well, they must make money on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
And all they do is sing and dance, right?
Yeah, and they say boom a lot.
They judge Costco food.
They judge Costco food. Yeah, they go in there and get the samples, right?
Yeah, but – they're like, so they'll get like, they'll go to the food court and they're like, what's better, the double chunk chocolate cookie or the chicken bake? And they'll make people taste test them and see what's better. Maybe you couldn't have get them taste test Costco food.
Mm. I gotta imagine our listeners aren't interested in if we go to Costco and say boom.
Definitely not if we come back and report it on audio only.
Really?
Yeah. They want to see that video? Kind of shit. Yeah, they want to see that kind of shit.
Do we have a Tell 'em Steve Dave TikTok?
We don't.
Well, we got to get that because we could just have get him go to KFC, walk in, eat a piece of chicken and go boom. and put that on
idea.
The TikTok. That is fucking combining a lot of different cool things.
Oh, yeah. Put him in like a Mario shirt or something.
Yeah, he's reading anime while he's eating it.
Yeah, that's it, get him. Once a week you have to go to KFC and do a boom video.
Only once.
Yeah. They said the Impractical Jokers.
All right.
I asked them.
Did you prompt them?
I asked them. I said, what do you think of the Impractical Jokers? They said, those guys are funny as hell. You're cool.
Oh, fuck. Well, that's a big up we got here,
so
guys.
So why aren't they watching? I mean, why aren't they
There's
listening?
There's only four of us in the world, and you got one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Again, I think you're just not where they are. You know, they're not.
They don't. Did you tell them that, you know, one of them has a podcast or multiple?
Well, he probably doesn't want his students listening to this
exactly.
podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Smart move. Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they could find it if they wanted. It's just a matter of, you know, them looking for it.
Well, they already say they don't like podcasts.
It has to be a short video of a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably not even watching whole Joker's episodes.
They probably are mostly seeing like clips on TikTok and stuff.
A lot of kids see it that way.
Do you find that like when you go, people like kids know you more from like TikTok and YouTube clips?
I wouldn't say that more, but I have heard it. They're like me and my family watch it on YouTube, or me we watch the clips on TikTok and stuff like that. Yeah, but I don't normally discuss that sort of thing. But a lot of young people. It's been a lot of young people lately. So it's got some wave, I guess, because of social media.
You're right, though. I have heard that TikTok is going out of biz in January. They're going to try to get it removed from the country. They did it in Argentina or Brazil or something. I can't remember.
They?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
I think it might have been Brazil. Yeah, they knocked out the whole service.
Yeah, because they're related to China, right? So there's that whole anti-China spying.
Yeah, they don't want Chinese people getting all our
data.
Pertinent information and data and shit, yeah.
I asked them, they said stand-up comedy, and I said, what comics are funny? They said Dave Chappelle and Kevin Hart.
Hmm.
All right.
Wrong. Yeah, they're not wrong. Sure, Dave Chappelle's one of the best that ever did it, and Kevin Hart's really funny.
But they're not afraid to say things that we probably aren't going
to
say.
Well, Chappelle's not afraid.
Yeah.
I think Kevin Hart has maintained.
He's been cowed.
Yeah, I think he's making a lot of money in mainstream.
So what do you think? Do we go Dave Chappelle or do we go Kevin Hart?
I think we just maybe have stand-ups on, maybe, guests.
I just saw today on Twitter, people are jonesing for Joe Gatto.
Love to have Gatto come in here. Yeah,
he'll
come
in.
So we allow them to say the things that we're terrified to say.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's an interesting thing going on in stand-up right now, isn't it? Because, like, the pendulum swinging back where they're like, no, we want to be able to say whatever the fuck we want to say. And those guys are really going hardcore with it. I don't think we play in that area too much. So
we don't want to dip our foot in the pool.
I'm ready.
Hot button topics. Why don't we just wait a little bit longer?
A little bit longer.
Yes. Yeah. Give me one more season. let's put a tack in this for a year and then see how let's revisit it. Me and Kevin Hart will be over here.
let's talk about sweatpants.
Yeah.
I'll put it on the counter.
And they said The Amazing World of Gumball. I don't know what it is.
That's a cartoon.
We can skip. It is? You know it?
Yeah, it was on Cartoon Network.
Really? I never heard of it.
I've never seen it, but I've seen some merchandise for it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It looks interesting. It looks fun. And it's probably weird, you know, a little bit out there, which I'm into in my cartoons. I could try to talk a little bit of Gumball.
You watch it, topics. Report, yeah.
Yeah.
They said, and the last cool topic was the show Invincible, based on the comic.
Okay.
Have you guys watched it?
I've watched it.
I read the book.
What'd you think of the book?
I loved it.
Yeah?
Yeah, Kirkman and Otley, Omni-Man, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I read the books. I watched the first season. I do want to watch the second season. It's good.
It's really
good.
They
did a good job.
Now you want the uncool list?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm ready for it because I got a feeling that we've covered it in depth.
All right.
Hold on a second there. What time is it? What do we got here? Let me read a real quick ad real fast.
Okay. Oh, nice.
So we're done with it.
Good thinking.
And then we can get on to the uncool stuff.
Is that one of the things, though, checking to make sure your ads are placed properly in the – like you don't go – like it has to be in a certain time frame that they have to be
– They specifically said podcast
like
ads.
Kowtowing to the man. Exactly. Kowtowing to the man is that cool?
Yeah. I sure hope so. The holidays are an amazing time to find out what you actually don't know what people in your life really want. If you want to get them something practical, they probably already have it. Our go-to, something they would use every single day, like multiples of, Raycon's Everyday Earbuds. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds are a must-have for any audio lover and make an amazing holiday gift for anyone on your nice list. They have tens of thousands of five-star reviews, and their latest model is better than ever with a 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. These earbuds come with active noise cancellation. It's a feature must-have while traveling home or when you need to unplug from the chaotic festivities for a second. There's also a feature that can be difficult to find at an accessible price point until now. Well, this is also in a feature. This is also a feature that can be difficult to find at an accessible price point. Raycon starts just half the price as other premium audio brands. You know what that means when you're shopping for multiple people, two gifts for the price of one. Raycon's everyday earbuds are also available in a variety of vibrant colors, which are a big hit to unwrap. I use them. I use them every night. I use them in the morning.
The kid said Raycon was cool.
The kid said it was cool?
Yeah,
all right.
Specifically, yeah.
Nice. Well, I just used mine on a flight.
Did you? Yes. On Sunday, Jeff said the same. He went to Vegas. Yeah, you went to Vegas.
I went to Vegas.
They're good for going to Vegas. If your recipient is for some reason not as impressed as we are, Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee and easy returns. So save big for the holidays and get up to 25% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/TESD. That's right. You'll get up to 25% off everything on Raycon's website when you go to buyraycon.com/TESD. That's buyraycon.com/TESD. All right. Now we can find out what's uncool.
Mm-hmm. All right. They said the first thing, I guess this is the most uncool thing possible, Arby's. Arby's. Will you guys vow to never talk about Arby's after this moment?
Sure. It'll be hard, but sure.
Is there an Arby's around? Well,
I don't know if there is an Arby's around. Oh, yes. Walmart in Asbury. Yeah, I went there one time. Oh, it was gross. I wonder why it's been deemed uncool. Just the taste of the food?
I guess. I don't even know. Is there an Arby's on Staten Island?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, that's why I found that weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Arby's has been there a while, but I always drive by it and I'm just like, how the fuck is that place still in business?
It's Where's the never Arby's open. On Staten Island?
You like roast beef, Q?
I do like roast beef. Yeah.
Did you know that? I didn't know that.
Like he likes roast beef?
Yeah, he's never mentioned it that he's into roast beef.
Not that I'm aware of, yeah. No. Well, I mean, I would assume
just
so, yeah.
Sometimes. I mean, yeah. It's not like I'm like, I love roast beef, but yeah.
When's the last time you had some roast beef?
That's a good question. Probably this year. Probably got it on lunch and set one day.
Okay.
But usually I go grilled chicken for sandwiches.
Will you right here and now denounce Arby's in a move to win over some –
I am happy to do it unless
Arby's never did anything to BQ.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, but they never hired me for anything either. So for now, I'm willing to do it. But I'm willing to change my stance if Arby's.
If this last season they want to do some sort of cross promotion.
Stance. Absolutely.
You're serving horsey sauce on
yeah,
the counter?
Yeah, I'll do whatever, man. Fucking, I got no.
Can you imagine like just somehow, some way this got out and became viral? Like, how bad would you feel that you just, as a joke, you denounced Arby's?
Well, I think anybody listening would be like, oh, it sounds like he doesn't really believe it himself as he's saying it. But yeah, you know, I would welcome it. I would welcome it. A little, okay. It would bring some attention.
Now, do you think it's also because of the Western motif? Because that's not cool in this area?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm going to guess it's probably because their food is kind of shitty. Like, isn't it known for sucking?
Yeah, because you got Texas Roadhouse. That's not really of this. And they're great.
That is not a comparison, though.
To
a
Arby's?
A fucking fast food place?
Well, I'm just saying,
that's like Wendy's,
I'm
Popeye's,
like a
KFC.
Texas,
is
it's
Arby's.
Like a Texas theme, though.
Right. That's a Western theme.
Western theme.
Arby's does advertise a lot. There's always Arby's commercials on.
It's that deep voice black
guy. We have the meat.
We have the meat.
So maybe it's those commercials are turning people off.
That could be it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? I feel safe in saying we probably will
never talk about Arby's again, right?
Yeah, this is probably the one and only time we mention Arby's unless, you know, BQ has to issue an apology next week.
I'm totally willing to issue the apology, Arby's, if you want to talk business.
For you, BQ is going to be saying, we got the meat to soon.
Oh, we got the meat.
Boom.
They said, this is what one of my students said, the word crash out, if you use it unironically – it is not cool. Have you used that word?
I don't even heard that.
Apparently, it means like to freak out. Like I was crashing out. They said if you seriously use it in a sentence, unironically, it's like super lame.
Cringe.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Hmm.
I was like, I don't have to worry about that because I just heard it for the first time.
Yeah.
Crash out. Like use it in a sentence.
I was at McDonald's and they messed up my burger and I crashed out.
Okay.
I was
but you could
Brian.
Be like, so okay. So if you were like that, if you were to say like, hey man, I went to McDonald's, I messed up my order, and I'm like, what, did you crash out? Like that's unironically.
Yeah, if you said it like seriously like that, I guess that's uncool.
That's uncool.
But if you were like, I freaked out, that's fine.
So crash out, you can't say at all.
No, unless it was like, maybe if you were busting your friend's balls.
Oh, like hey, inconsiderate slob of a friend ate pulled pork in front of me. I crashed out after he did it.
Yeah, I think you can use it like that.
Slob.
You should bring that up to your class tomorrow. Be like, you guys are not going to guess what happened. Crashed out.
They said the anime My Hero Academia is not cool. You guys don't like anime, so you don't have to worry about it.
I know this about this. This is superheroes, though.
Is it?
It's a superhero school.
Okay.
Yeah, so I have heard comparisons that it's better than the X-Men, like the classic run of the X-Men, the Claremont Burn.
Really?
X-Men. It's better than the Marv Wolfman, Perez, Teen Titans. Like, it's
– who said that?
Just critics.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of accolades for this.
I mean, you guys, that seems like X-Men, you know, it's not really my thing, but like that Teen Titans run is legendary, right? Yeah. That's like considered one of the best.
And you know, I can always look back on my time, you know, when I was running the stash, I could hold my head up high. I never caved to the manga crowd.
Nice. If you go into that store now, is it covered in manga?
There's a lot of manga. Yeah. Yeah, they're chasing that manga dollars, and I was just like, you know what? We're red, white, and blue in here, motherfucker.
You take your manga, you take your Wuhan virus, you get the fuck out of my store.
God bless America.
Bye. Bye.
Land that I love.
I just wanted Akira. That's all.
Carol's just outside, like, looking in the window, shaking her head. Also, it's funny. I think Meng is like Japanese.
Oh, is
like,
it?
Made it even funnier.
But I would. Oh, well, you know what? They're just like, it's not cool.
What did he say? He threw us out. I don't know.
Now he's singing.
I just wanted to give him my money, man.
That dude crashed out.
That dude crashed out. That's good, Jenna.
That is uncool now, though.
Uncool.
Because that's one of the things I'm just like, I wonder if I should sample this because I've heard such great things about it, but.
It's uncool. You don't got to worry about it.
I don't even have to worry about it. Yeah.
And no one in this room, I think, is in danger of this. Maybe Q. Jeans. Jeans are uncool.
Yeah, jeans.
Do you ever wear jeans, anymore?
I wear jeans. Like, what do you mean jeans? Like,
wearing jeans.
Like
is
denim, classic denim, Wrangler?
Dungarees.
Yeah. Ming is in trouble.
I'm not giving them up.
No?
I'm not giving them up.
It's for the pod, Q.
I won't do it.
Just wear stretchy pants.
Most of them like are stretchy already. They look like denim, but they're like fucking yoga pants.
Got jeggings on?
Yeah, basically, that's all I wear these days.
Jeans are not cool.
That's what they said.
So that's what are all the girls wearing in school? Like yoga pants and stuff?
Yoga pants, sweatpants.
Right.
You know.
I have been on record since 1997. That's the last time I there have been a few times in between I've worn jeans, but only for special occasions.
I've seen you one time in jeans, yeah. And that was when we went to the movies at when Kevin opened up – I can't remember what movie it was, but we were down at the Atlantic Center before he owned it, obviously.
Yeah.
This is years ago, yeah, and you had a pair of jeans on. And it didn't look right.
No, I've been anti-jeans for decades, and it's only because I don't think they're comfortable.
I hear you. I like them.
They feel like a denim straitjacket.
On your balls?
Well, on my legs. I feel constricted. I feel like I can't make the moves that I got to make if I have to make them.
I'm curious as to what that list of moves is. but no, I understand. I do like them. I like the way they feel.
Okay.
They said wearing sandals or slides without socks. So your feet should never be exposed. And if you wear –
This is a fashion that varies from decade to decade, it seems. Because sometimes it's like if you wear sandals and socks, you're the world's biggest nerd.
Are we talking about dudes? Because I think girls can wear sandals, right? Because don't guys like to see – like not me. I'm not into this. But aren't there guys that like to see toes and shit?
No. I think it's universal for that current generation. They want your feet always covered. That's like the consensus.
Wow. I thought that women – yeah. That's the reason they got their toenails painted and shit so they can wear sandals.
Fucking Taliban and shit.
I know. What's wrong with these
guys? They don't want to see feet. That's what they said.
That's wild.
Yeah. That's pretty out there, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not into feet at all, but there's some days when it's just so hot. You know?
Don't they understand?
I don't get that one. I mean, I would never show my own personal feet, you know, because I'm self-conscious about those bent toes. But
what do you got guys like you that are on WikiFeet? He's got to show them.
Yeah, that's how I make my money.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. That's what the kid said.
Okay.
No feet.
Xbox is not cool.
Oh, that's all I got.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Like, is it just too old? It's your granddaddy's console?
I think it's just like PS5 is cool, yeah. Xbox isn't. That's what they're saying. But if you went to another classroom, it could be the other way. I don't know. But that was this was two classes. What else? They said talk to a is uncool.
No.
Talk to a girl is uncool. And that was unprompted. And the class, when they mentioned her, it was uproarious laughter and everyone mocking her.
Wow. Shit.
Yeah.
Now, why do you think that was? This is before the scandal. Before.
This was like maybe early
November.
The Bitcoin
shit. So why do you think she fell out of favor so quick with the youth?
I think her podcast was probably viewed pretty lame right away. I don't know. That was
wonder what makes them turn on her. Mm. They elevate her.
Yeah.
And then they just abandon her.
It's bad news like because we've been all in on her for weeks now. Shit.
No, look where it got us.
Skibbity Riz is uncool now.
Skibbity Riz.
Don't know what that is.
I've heard this before. What is it exactly?
So it's like – it's become like a phrase that like a Gen Alpha says, like Skibbity Riz. And it comes from this YouTube video about like a talking head in a toilet. And like it says like Skibbity a lot and Riz means charisma. Mm-hmm. I don't fully understand it. I'm doing a shit job of explaining it, but that's basically it. And that is uncool now. I guess it was Skibbity and it got played out.
Crashed out.
And the last two are Drake.
Drake is not cool?
Drake is not cool anymore because I think he beefed with Kendrick. And because Kendrick Lamar won, it kind of ended Drake. He's not cool
How
anymore.
Old is Drake now?
He's got to be like 35, I'm going to guess.
Yeah, that happens to any artist, though, once they cross over a certain age.
He's 38.
Ooh, yeah, 38. The kids are going to abandon him solely because of his age.
People who like Drake will stick with Drake, but minting new listeners, probably not happening.
No.
And is he a rapper or is he a soul artist? R&B?
Why does he got to be one of the two?
Yeah, I think he's kind of like gospel. Straddles.
I don't think he's rock.
No.
He's definitely not rock. Yeah, but Drake, all that Drake needs is one hit.
You think that'll turn it around?
Yeah. These kids are fickle. They don't know what's going on.
Yeah, Drake is like a rapper who sings his own choruses.
And does he have any scandals? Is he tied to Diddy or anything?
I think he has like some underage scandals. Like supposedly he was like sliding into Millie Bobby Brown's DMs when she was underage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know. Mm. And the last thing that's uncool is Diddy.
Mm. Well,
which
yeah.
I don't know if you guys know, but the young
kids. We got to talk about him.
Yeah.
As things go on.
But it's like kind of the new, like, you know how No Homo was a thing? Mm-hmm. The kids will say, like, no Diddy. Or they'll be like, that's mad Diddy.
Wait, No Homo came back?
Well, I'm just – it's like the equivalent of it. So they'll be like, no Diddy. No Diddy, they'll say. Or they'll be like, yo, you're mad Diddy.
Oh, I see.
And no meaning Diddy. What when they say
gay.
It?
Gay.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of taken
it's over.
Gay
has come back, huh? I hear everybody, like, calling each other gay now. Like, it's kind of back.
It's coming back slowly, yeah. The kids say Diddy.
Hmm.
Oh man, I've been noticing people being like, that's gay again, and I'm like, wow, I can't believe that. I guess
it's back.
It never should have left, man. No, you know, nobody meant it in a hateful way, but
nope.
Seems like it's back.
So, do you think talking about current events is
mad Diddy?
Is that something we should do, or should we not talk about current events and kind of make it timeless? Because when people re-listen to them, they're like, oh, well, they're talking about stuff that happened so long ago.
Personally, I think you guys should talk about whatever the fuck you want. That's my personal opinion. But, you know, I'm just – if you want, you know, maybe you could try sprinkle in some of the youth topics. Maybe I could update you every couple of years on what the
years.
New generation
We need a weekly roundup.
Yeah. I love your optimism that we'll be going for years.
I think TSD is like 15, 20 more years.
Really?
Yeah. All right.
Wow. I've seen –
I hope for Adam's sake.
What about current events? But we could talk about it. I wanted to ask Q about his thoughts about the assassination of that CEO, that healthcare CEO yesterday in New York.
Well, yeah, he got just shot. Somebody walked up and just shot him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard. Like he just got like – it was an assassination though, right? It's got to be somebody who got denied
– coverage, right? I think that's what most people are going to lean into. But I wanted to ask you this. You're next in line. To be like that guy, the guy's killed.
Yeah.
And now BQ is the next up, the next guy who's going to step in to be the CEO. Do you take it or you're just like.
I would probably look because if you're in a position, if you're going to get that position, like you got to be. And I'm not trying, like the guy got shot. I don't want to say it, you know, but I don't know how. I wouldn't want to be in a position of telling people no, their coverage. Like, I don't know how you do it.
He doesn't do it. He has his minions.
Yeah,
do
but
it.
My orders from the
he's
top
the
down
face,
would be
though,
like,
of right. the company, though.
Yeah, like, how much did we make last year? $50 billion? Maybe
no,
we could only make
no,
I don't know,
it was
30
only,
billion.
They yeah. only netted $3 billion last year.
Okay.
Well, that's all. No 50. Come on.
So, I, as a CEO, I'd be like, guys, maybe we just like make $1 billion and
they don't want to hear that.
And then you're fired, then.
Yeah. That's it. Then I'm out.
You're out.
So
yeah.
I wouldn't be good. But if I was the type of guy that was like, fuck, I'm going to make that $4 billion, I would just be like, look, I need personal security paid for by the company 24 hours a day.
Last guy got shot.
You want that extra billion or not?
Oh, I don't. I would be terrified to take it over.
Well,
I would
it's not exactly
want
like,
it.
It's like when you hear these police chiefs, they take over for an old police chief and they're like, I'm waging war on the cartels. It's like, are you out of your fucking mind? The same thing happens every time they get decapitated and their head is put on top of their car. Every time.
Do you think it might be a little misdirection, though, that maybe the murder has nothing to do with insurance denial?
Sure. The guy could have slept with
that's
whoever it is, wife.
Could be a love triangle thing, and maybe this is an episode of Columbo then, if they tried to do right. a little switcheroo and put everybody on the wrong track.
Columbo cool or uncle on the list?
I'm going to assume if I ask them, what's a Columbo?
This is the last episode and get all this shit out, though. I'm not going to talk about it in the next episode. Do you think it's possible it has their – it
I
has
think
nothing
it's possible.
To do with –
it just seems like, you know, Occam's razor, right? Like the answer is usually – like the easiest answer is usually the answer.
But then you have to try to explain away how does that person know a guy from Minnesota is at a conference in New York, what hotel he's staying at, and what time is he going to be on the street?
That is an excellent point.
Right? How yeah. does he know that if it's just somebody who's like – even if it's some disgruntled guy who maybe had a loved one denied
well,
coverage.
Why is he in town? Is he – publicly speak,
yes,
maybe
they're at a CEO fundraiser.
Okay,
thing.
So he could have went to the hotel.
Fundraiser right. or investment, not fund. They don't need fundraising.
Yeah. The shareholders meeting. Right?
Yeah.
So he,
like
so all right, so that narrows it down. He knows he's in New York City, where he is in New York City. He could have followed him back to the hotel from the event.
I don't think the event happened yet. It was happening that morning.
Oh, I don't know any of these facts, so I don't know.
Did you see the video?
I haven't seen anything on it. What is, he's just, what is he just walking out to his car or something?
He's just walking and just some guy waits as he walks by and then just shoots him like 5 times.
Holy shit, man.
Yeah, silencer on the gun, a suppressor.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised at this shit.
No, you see, like people can be driven to extremes when they feel like you know, they've paid in all that money and then they get denied healthcare or their loved one gets denied life-saving services and it yeah. can drive you to do fucking crazy shit you never thought you'd do.
Well, what if you got – if say that this guy got denied services and he's like, you know, I've got cancer or something and they mm-hmm. won't pay for the chemo or whatever. It's like if he doesn't have family, it's like what has he got to lose then?
Nothing.
He's got a death sentence yeah. and it's like fuck this guy. Yeah. Fuck it. Like, maybe he's not the one who denied me, but he's, like you said, he's the face of the company mm-hmm. that denied me. And I got to take it out on someone.
And it's fucked up because, you know, the family is just.
He has a family.
He has a family, and you're going to hear the world just kind of be like, oh well.
Yeah.
Who cares? It's weird because a man just died, but yet the internet and basically a lot of people, not everybody, is going to be like, they're greedy sons of bitches.
Yeah. It's weird. Are people saying that? Is that like
oh,
people?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Really?
There's little sympathy you could find for.
I get it. We're in a fucking fraught time in history, man. Like it's people's dander are up. Is that cool? Dander's up, man. Like people are feeling left out and not included. So I can see how they could see it as like a notch for the good guys.
Yeah. If that's what it is.
If
because
that's
it could
it
be. But he also left writings on the shell casings.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what?
He wrote, yeah. he wrote deny, defend, and depose on the bullet casings.
And that's a title of a book about how insurance companies do everything in their power to not pay out.
Well, I think we could write off the jilted lover angle here.
Well,
if he's scratching into bullets.
Well, that would
the
be the perfect.
Screen?
Yeah, the smoke. That would be the smoke screen if it's, a, if
right.
it's somebody who
oh,
wanted
yeah,
to throw
right.
you off.
You're right.
That's what I would do.
Scratched it into the bullet?
Yeah. Into the casings, yeah.
That is anger, man.
That's a lot of time, yeah.
Wow, sales of that book are probably going up.
Maybe he's the author? pump up his book sales.
Got to get in with the youth. Why that is nuts.
Books aren't cool.
No.
Yeah, it's going to be something to see how it unfolds because, right, it's like, oh, here's a video. There's a lot of there's not a lot of sympathy for this guy. Oh, my God. Look at that.
Right behind him.
He takes aim. Oh, that was fucking crazy.
Yeah, he just goes.
I don't need to see the actual bullet go off. It's all right. We got him. Thank you.
Like, I doubt they show it on this NBC news anyway.
Yeah. I seen it. It's not that graphic.
All right, you can apply.
He just falls down.
He just falls down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wonder what he was thinking about.
I don't think he. I think he just. You just see him kind of stumble. He probably doesn't know what hit him.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I wonder what he was thinking about as he walked down probably the street. Not a it was gun. His last thought.
Probably not a gun going.
Oh, I'm running late for my meeting.
Yeah, something like that. And that's the last thought you have. That
I'm rich.
I'm invincible.
And did you hear that yesterday? One of the other insurance companies. Issued an edict that they're only going to pay for a certain amount of time that you're under anesthesia in an operating room. And if
Blue Cross Shield in New York and Connecticut.
And if your doctor goes over that time, you're on the hook for the anesthesia then.
Oh, my God.
They'll cut you off mid-surgery.
And that's why.
That's why people get shot.
People are indifferent.
Who
and there's apathy.
Fucking thought of that? Who even like had that thought to be like, we should cut him off in the amount of anesthesia? Like, it's so fucking crazy, man.
It's so inhuman.
Yeah.
And – but that's why there's an absolute apathy for this murder.
Yeah. I guess. I understand.
Because I just said before, let's say that wasn't a CEO of an insurance company. Let's say that's some Joe Blow that was shot by some random person.
Yeah.
His insurance company would be fighting you tooth and nail not to pay out. Right?
Yeah, you're just right. Yeah. Nah, that's pretty fucked, man.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah.
Kids like that, though, right? Do they talk about current events?
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
They're plugged in.
That's horrible. I mean, you got to you got to be angry to go shooting someone like that.
If you could see like your child, you thought your child could have lived.
Yeah.
You thought your wife may have could survive if she had gotten care that they was denied.
And this is the company that said no.
Yes. I absolutely can understand the apathy of the world to feel the sympathy, but it's got to be fucked up for the world, that family to see that reaction is like, oh my God, not only is he dead, but nobody
everyone's
cares.
Celebrating. At minimum, they don't care.
Yeah.
At worst, they're celebrating it.
Yeah.
Oof.
Can we mention the Christmas pod?
We sure can. That was my next point.
Yeah. It's out. That's right. It's out.
Out on Bandcamp. And please.
What's the reaction been? People loving it?
People love it. Greatest Christmas episode ever. They're saying. But it is not on the Tell 'em Steve Dave page on Bandcamp. And I hope that hasn't confused people. But you have to search Tell 'em Steve Dave Christmas 2024 to find it. If you're looking just on our Bandcamp page, it's not there because it's under an account for the Juarez family.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
So yeah, it's doing well. I heard that it's been helping a lot to the Juarez family. It's going to go a long way in helping solve the issues that they were having, which I don't want to speak about. I know people have demanded. I tell them why they need help, but I don't think it's my spot to say it.
No.
If the Juarez is
why are they even asking anyway? They're getting a product for the money. They're not just giving money.
That's a question that I don't want to get into.
Okay,
fair enough. Yeah.
Understood.
Because people are buying it, and that's the most important thing, not all the other stuff. That's just noise.
Yeah.
Justin Kyle told me that he bought it for $50. You know, he was like, it's Alex and Victor. I'll give a little bit extra.
Yeah.
And then he downloaded it, and he saw that he accidentally downloaded the 2023 version. Yeah. So each of us made $15. Thanks,
Hey-o.
Kyle. He asked me for a refund. I refused.
Yeah.
took my talking points from that CEO from the insurance company. No. That was a joke. I gave him the refund of the $50.
Wow, this is crazy footage. Yeah, so – yeah, it's great. So people have been loving it.
Yeah, right. It's 3 hours and 40-some minutes, I think, 46 minutes of Christmas bliss if you're somebody who's you know, maybe not going to – anticipating a great Christmas this year. Maybe you're – you know, you're not with your family or you're just having some blues. You could spend it with us for three hours and 46 minutes.
That's a long time.
And then you can start it over again when it's over.
You're not going to catch
everything
the first time.
That's 7 hours you spent with us for Christmas.
You just spent like less than a dollar an hour, man. What are you bitching about?
How has reaction been to Ming's
Very good.
Yeah. That to me was the moment. I was like, I can't wait for
Ming was the maverick.
Yeah. Making that call.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
That's why he's got that fucking hardware, that maverick hardware.
Has there ever been a follow-up to that? Did we ever hear if there was
We heard nothing. Okay. Yeah. No follow-ups.
Not surprising.
No. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
And look, you know, after you buy that one, if you've had the Tell 'Em Steve Dave one, you've listened, you can check out the Reviewing History one.
There he goes. Yeah. There he goes.
Please check it out, Reviewing History on Bandcamp.com.
There he goes.
What's your Christmas episode about? What are you doing?
The premise is it takes place in December 2023 and we go to a Diddy freak-off. And it's like Christmas – it's a rip-off of Tell 'Em Steve Dave Christmas. I just love it so much I did my own version. So,
okay.
You know.
All right. All right.
Who's your guest on it? Any TSD alumni?
Chuck, Jimmy the Hair Guy, Get 'Em. That's the guest list.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right.
It's fun.
I like it.
There you go.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
How much is that?
It's $5.
Four hours. That's a lot.
$1.25
of time. Not a lot of money. A lot of time. Yeah.
If you only get one, get Tell 'Em Steve Dave. Have extra, you know.
I heard that he was blottoed.
He got so drunk he almost passed out and was incoherent at the end. Get 'Em, and he was just slurring his words. He was a drunken mess.
He knew better to do that on ours.
Yeah. Did it add to the show or did it detract?
You could be honest.
I think it was funny and everyone just kind of went, okay, and they just ignored him after that.
Right.
And then after like, you know, 20 minutes of that, he kind of like perked back up a bit. But yeah, he was down for a bit.
We all been there. Get 'Em.
What kind of drunk is he? Was he happy? Was he just like you say incoherent and like slovenly?
He would just like ramble. So like we'd ask a question and he would just be like, and the fucking thing and blah blah blah, and you know, and the horses, and we're like, what? And then you know, people go okay, and then they would just go back to what they were doing.
You know, and you're welcome. You know that has just sold you some more episodes because people want to hear drunk, incoherent Get 'Em right now.
I hope so.
I think you're going to see a little bump now because people are going to want to hear him make a spectacle of himself.
Jesus, Get 'Em.
Well, it's good.
You're moving the needle.
You know,
the Reviewing History Bandcamp.
It's for Christmas.
I don't know. That's all I got this week. Did I tell you about Sage telling me she was moving?
No.
Yeah, Sage. Really? Yeah, Sage. We were at Pam's house for what was it? It might have been Halloween or something.
I think it was Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving was at my house.
Okay, I thought you were confusing your.
No, yeah, I'm like, hey!
You didn't realize it was fucking November.
No, we were at her house for some reason. We were having pizza and Sage came up. It was me, Mary Beth, Pam, and Edgar. Oh, we just went there for dinner one night. And Sage came upstairs and sat down at the dinner table and she's very upset. And she said that she's like, this isn't easy. She says, this is hard for me to say. She goes,
oh.
But when I turn 21, I'm moving to LA. And I said, really? I was like, what are you going to do in LA? And she's like, I'm going to be a fashion designer and model. But she was like on the verge of tears because she doesn't want to go, but she feels she has to.
You got plans for that room?
Oh, yeah. I immediately started stripping the walls of her posters and shit.
Tell 'Em Steve Dave.